Ah, Bex Bolero. That must mean it's time for that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU LP, the Mighty 101.5 FM. I'm Jim Samaria.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hi.
And I'm Marky. Thank you. And I'm your co-host, Marky Plotnick.
Yeah.
Each week, Jim and I bring you songs, insight, backstories, humor, and interviews covering rock music and more from the 1950s through the 1980s, or wherever the music takes us.
Mark, I'm sure our listeners noticed that music intro was not Layla, but rather is Bex Bolero. And that's because we're going to honor one of Mark's and mine favorite musical heroes, Mr. Jeff Beck.
Yes, and much like Frank Sinatra, Jeff always did things his way. His record sales were not equal to contemporaries such as Jimmy Page or Eric Clapton, but he is one of the most highly regarded musicians in rock and roll history.
Beck is a two-time member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, one as a solo act and also as a member of the Yardbirds. Mark, he won 8 Grammy Awards. It is on the top of almost every list of, you know, great guitarists of all time.
Oh, yeah. Every poll, so forth. Well, after his sudden passing, the tributes came pouring in from inside and outside the music world. People like Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney, Robert Plant, and Peter Townsend, they all shared their fondest memories of Jeff and his guitar playing. And Brian May of Queen probably said it best, and I quote, "He was inimitable." I said that word correctly.
That was good.
"Irreplaceable, the absolute pinnacle of guitar playing."
There was a lot of hard words there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian May.
Yeah.
And as most people know, Beck was known for using his thumb rather than a guitar pick. This enabled him to create a wider variety of sounds. And in the early days, he used a Les Paul guitar. But his signature guitar was the Fender Stratocaster, and he was a master. I'm telling you, a master of the guitars of vibrato bar.
Also called the whammy bar.
Yeah.
You know, Jim, I recently saw a picture of Jeff Beck's pedal board, which was pretty amazing. Well, he was also a creative slide player, but he was also a master at using pedal board devices such as wah-wah, fuzz, overdrive, distortion, and echo. And with the array of musical orchestrations that floated around in Jeff's head and out through his fingers, I can only think of one word, and that word is genius.
He was a genius, but that's not all. Did you know he was a lover of vintage American motor cars?
Wait, Jim. I'm going to talk about that later.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to step on your blue suede shoes.
That's right, man. Well, I just polished them. Well, anyways, why don't you get things going for today's show?
Okay, well, last week we left off with the 1989 release of Guitar Shop, which, by the way, has a very cool cover. It has a guitar up on a car rack, so it kind of brought together both of his loves. In 1993, he went on in a different direction with the Gene Vincent tribute album titled Crazy Legs.
Yeah, and if you recall, we opened last week's show with a song from that album. It was called Pink Thunderbird.
You are correct, sir. And it took another 6 years before he finally recorded his next album, and that album was titled Who Else?
Yes, and what a great album. It features guest guitarist Jennifer Batten, who was a collaborator on the album, marking one of those rare times that Jeff Beck included another guitar player. And by the way, Jennifer could definitely hold her own. Prior to playing and touring with Jeff, she did 3 world tours with Michael Jackson, and her addition to Beck's outfit pushed Jeff to even greater heights. So let's listen to the song Brush with the Blues, and I would place the song among Jeff's best 5. Thank you. Well, Jim, after the making of Who Else, this began a period where Jeff began releasing albums at a much more rapid pace. It took only one year to release his next album, and that was titled You Had It Coming, and the year was 2000.
Yeah, and once again, Jennifer Batten joined him on the album, plus the tour, which you and I both saw.
That's right.
And Mark, we both love this next song. Beck puts his own touches on the Muddy Waters classic Rollin' and Tumblin', and he has a guest vocalist, Imogen Heap. Sounds like Uriah Heep's sister.
Yeah, the British, you know, these names are hard to sometimes.
Well, she was the guest vocalist, and she gives this blues classic a new dimension. So, okay, folks, you got to turn up the volume on this next one.
This is the best version I've ever heard of this song outside of Muddy Waters.
Well, here's Rollin' and Tumblin'.
Wow, Jim, Imogen Heap, wow.
I know, great song. It's another one where you're driving 40, and then by the end of the song, you're driving 70.
Jeff is squeezing sounds out of that guitar that go all the way back to the Delta, but with large amplifiers.
Well, anyway, I hope everyone's enjoying our Jeff Beck tribute, because you are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time.
Yep, and as Jim alluded to earlier, Jeff had another passion, and that was automobiles. And he had quite a car collection. One of his favorites was a replica of a 1932 Ford Deuce Coupe.
Yeah, that was the American Graffiti car.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he also had a 1932 Ford Roadster. He loved fabricating, modifying, and building custom hot rods. And I just read this about 2 weeks ago. He tried to talk his friend Eric Clapton into giving up those fancy Italian sports cars and going vintage American. And while Beck admitted his welding skills were not the best, he loved his hobby as much as guitar playing, and it obviously kept Jeff in great physical shape. And anybody who's seen him live, even in his last show, you know, you look at the guy, and then his death, it was so shocking because he's just, for a 78-year-old man, he just was in great shape.
Yeah, he looked great when we saw him. And, you know, I always wondered when he was working on Cars if he worried about hurting his fingers.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever did.
I don't think so, but maybe that's why he didn't make albums for about 7 years.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
I wondered the same thing, Jim. And since Jeff is a grease monkey, it's apropos to play a song off his 2003 album, Jeff. And what else? But the song we're going to play is Grease Monkey. Make it dirty, Grease Monkey.
That's right. I'm driving 90 miles an hour now. Oh, my God. Jeff. Oh, Grease Monkey by the Jeff album, on the Jeff album. And there's another song on that album called Plan B, and that won another Grammy for him. Well, speaking of Grammys, Jeff's next album didn't come out all the way until 2010, and that was called Emotion and Commotion, which also won a pair of Grammys for Best Pop and Rock Instrumental. I wouldn't call them pop, but anyway. And the latter is being the song called Hammerhead, which is the one we're going to play. The song features two musicians who blended beautifully with Beck and toured with them for several years. And that's the incredible Vinny Caliota, and on drums, of course, and the very talented and young Tal Welkenfeld on bass. So here's the Grammy-winning song called Hammerhead. Thank you. right now I'm driving my car 100 miles an hour after those three songs.
You're getting the ticket.
Probably.
Yeah, he's coming right now. You know, the interesting thing about that song was there were, you could hear the influence of Jimi Hendrix and physical graffiti era Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, Jeff's final solo album was Loudhailer in the year 2016, and was typical of Jeff. He continued to challenge himself with new musical experiences. So once again, he shared the spotlight with two young, talented female musicians. They were Karen Vandenberg on guitar and Rosie Bones, it's an interesting name, on vocals. I saw this lineup, Jim, at Ravinia, and I found the material fresh and full of energy. I loved it. And so let's listen to the song, The Revolution Will Be Televised, from the 2016 album Loudhailer.
Please stay tuned for part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM. We are paying tribute to the great Jeff Beck.